The commercial fishing industry on the Gulf Coast has seen two major disasters in the last 15 years, Hurricane Katrina and the BP oil spill. Now some fear we're on the cusp of a third. The culprit, historic flooding from the Mississippi River. WWNO's Travis Lux explains.
Commercial oysterman Mitch Jurisich is picking through a pile of freshly harvested oysters at a dock in Empire, Louisiana.
This one's good right here. This one's not good.
Healthy oysters have brownish-gray shells that are tightly shut when they're harvested. But most of these are black, and the shells are open and loose. Nothing inside but mud and rotten meat.
If I had to look at this pile right here, you could probably say 90% is, you know, pretty much dead.
90%. Massive oyster die-offs are happening all across the Gulf Coast. And the killer? Flooding from the Mississippi River. Quick background. Oysters thrive in the brackish waters of the Gulf Coast, where the saltiness of the water can change throughout the year. Oysters can handle some fluctuation, but they also can't move. So if it gets too salty or too fresh for too long, they can die.
You know, other species have a tail, have legs. They somewhat get out the way. So this poor oyster's got to sit there, and when it's just what it is, he's just got to take it on the chin.
The Mississippi River's been flooding for months now, mostly because of rain and snowmelt in the Midwest. But after weeks without saltwater, oysters are dying in mass. The state of Louisiana says its oyster harvest is down 80% in public areas, and Mississippi says 70% of its oysters have died. Those numbers are only expected to increase. And it's not just the oyster harvesters who are affected. It's the whole industry, restaurants, distributors, and processors.
If we don't have oysters, we don't have much of anything to do.
Jennifer Jenkins owns Crystal Seas Seafood in Pass Christian, Mississippi. She's an oyster processor, which means she buys oysters from harvesters like Jurisich, cleans them, shucks them, and sells them to bigger companies like chain restaurants. Jenkins says she's had a hard time filling her orders lately. There just aren't enough oysters. And just last week, one of her clients, a major restaurant chain, just stopped doing business with her.
They're not quite positive about how they feel about the quality of oysters that are being harvested right now.
She's worried she might have to shut down for a while, something she's only had to do twice before. Katrina and the BP oil spill.
This is unprecedented.
Robert Twilley is executive director of Louisiana Sea Grant, which is especially focused on helping out the fishing industry. He says we've had high rivers before, but we've never had one that's lasted this long. However, he says estuaries and the critters that live in them are pretty resilient.
And so the fish will be back, and it could be next year, but that doesn't help the fisherman who's trying to pay their bills right now.
There could be some help on the horizon. Both Louisiana and Mississippi have declared fisheries disasters, which could help people in the industry make up for some of their losses. But any money is months away and would have to first be appropriated by Congress. In the long term, as climate change fuels extreme events like Mississippi River flooding, Twilley says the industry will need to adapt. Maybe that means growing oysters in new locations or using different gear. Oysterman Mitch Jurisich agrees and says that commercial fishers have always adjusted.
Maybe not to this magnitude, but you've seen changes. You know, one thing about this whole environment, you know, we evolve with it. You know, we change as the coast changes.
He's hoping he can keep up. In Empire, Louisiana, I'm Travis Lux.
Support for the Coastal Desk comes from the Greater New Orleans Foundation, the Walton Family Foundation, and local listeners.